Hello, friend. Welcome to Mornings with Jesus. My name is Deb, and I'm so happy that you're here. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful day. Lord, I pray for my dear sister as she is listening today, that she would learn something she would remember for the rest of her life. Lord, I pray that any anxiety that she is feeling would leave in Jesus' name. I pray that the peace that passes understanding would guard her heart and mind in Christ Jesus. I pray, Lord, that this time of listening and learning would be fruitful in her day, and that you would help her to just feel your presence, feel your love, and know that you are with her. In Jesus' name, amen. I was praying for you, and I have a couple of scriptures that I feel like the Lord wanted me to share with you. The first one is Isaiah 54, verse 13. All of your sons will be taught by the Lord, and great will be your children's peace. And we can look at that scripture, and it also is, it would be all of your sons and daughters will be taught by the Lord, and great will be your children's peace. And I was thinking about that scripture, and it's so easy for us as moms to feel like we have to carry all of the responsibility of raising up children in this generation. I mean, it can feel so scary, but the Lord wants me to tell you that He will raise your children. He delights in you. He delights in them, and He has fantastic plans for their life. And I just, whenever I was a young mom, I just thought about this scripture all the time. And even now I pray it over my children and my grandchildren. And I just say, Lord, I pray for my children and my grandchildren and all of my descendants. Lord, I claim Isaiah 54:13, that all of my descendants will be taught by the Lord and great will be their peace. And so, Lord, I pray that over my dear friend who is listening today. And Lord, we just stand in faith. And we say, in agreement with your word, all of her children will be taught by the Lord and great will be their peace. I pray that her children will be known to be peacemakers. They will be peaceful. There will be peace in her home. Lord, that you would teach her children. Lord, even in this one amazing thing that I read one time by Linda Zineful, Lord, see in them what I cannot see. Bring to light what I do not know. Whisper to them what I have forgotten. Warn them of what I have omitted. Be for them what I cannot be. Love them, for you are all they need. And Lord, we pray that over my dear friend's children, God, that you would be for them what my sweet mommy friend could never be for her children. Lord, she is not God, but you are God. You love her children, and you're going to help her to raise them up in Jesus' name. The other scripture I was thinking for you guys, and this one meant a lot to me as well, is Isaiah 42:16. And I want to read this over you. And if you feel like you don't know what you're doing, if you feel overwhelmed in your mothering, if you feel that you have no idea how to have a Christian home or how to raise up children who love God, I'm telling you guys, the Lord will help you. And in this scripture, He says, I will lead the blind. And do you feel blind? I'm telling you, you are in good company with the Lord, because He's going to take care of everything and help you. So let's read the scripture. Isaiah 42:16. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. And guys, God loves you so much. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And He will always help you. Look for your daily bread each day. That daily bread, went like it says in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. Your daily bread is not just food. Right? Remember, Jesus said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me." Your daily bread is to do God's will, and he will tell you every day what to do, one day at a time, how to raise up your children, how to deal with discipline problems, how to have a better marriage, how to deal with your finances, or if you're sick or have problems with people or your family. God will tell you one day at a time what to do. So be on the lookout for your daily bread. So let's pray. Jesus, thank you for your word. It's so amazing. I pray that these words would go deep in my dear friend's heart today, and she would know that you are going to lead her. Lord, I pray that you would open the eyes of her heart. Open her eyes. Let her see her daily bread. And let her grab onto it and run with it. And do what you tell her to do each day, knowing that each of these little daily breads and all the things that you tell her to do, one day at a time, obeying the daily bread that you give to her and walking with you every day, one day at a time, builds a beautiful life for her and her children and her husband if she's married. Our days go one upon the other, week after week, month after month, year after year, and they form our lives. And Lord, when we walk with you and let you lead, our lives are beautiful. They'll never be perfect on this side of heaven, but they will be beautiful. Lord, encourage her today, knowing that you are with her and you love her. Let her cast her cares upon you, for you care for her. Bless her, expand her territory. Let your hand go with her. Keep her from evil that she might not cause pain. Give her a great day. Fill her with joy. Let the joy of the Lord be her strength. Let her have eyes to see her children's hearts and the strength to love them like Jesus and her family, her husband too. In Jesus' name, amen. It's going to be a great day. Bye-bye.